That is a new song here, new single for this week until we see our drive, Dry Cleaning, this song Swampy. Now, I'm so excited about this one. The Sydney Film Festival is having its platinum anniversary this year. That's 70 years. And it's to help celebrate the huge variety of awards are on offer. The always epic lineup of films. And here to tell us more about the festival is CEO Frances Wallace. Good afternoon, Frances.
Oh, good afternoon to you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolute pleasure. How long have you been involved with the Sydney Film Festival?
Oh, look, T, I'm actually pretty new. Oh. So I've only been I just moved here from the United States, although I'm Australian. Mm-hmm. And I've only been with the Sydney Film Festival for, I think, 4 months now. But
wow.
I am excited, let me tell you.
I bet.
Very excited, yeah.
Well, I want to ask you quickly, what's your background? Have you been involved with other film festivals?
Yeah, exactly. Like large film festivals and music events in the United States, both in San Francisco and New York. So,
decided to come home for the big 7-0 for the Sydney Film Festival.
I did, absolutely. How excited. I know, how thrilling is this?
It really is.
Right, yeah.
So I've got to ask, is there anything special being that it is such a big anniversary?
Oh, look, you mentioned the prize pool too, and I just wanted to say, because if there's any kind of people like holding on to their films they've just made up there, we closed submissions for the festival February 24th.
Okay.
And we do have a record prize pool of over 150,000. Which
Whoa.
Is going to feel, I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is actually incredible. I'm like going to the filmmakers, film creatives, you know, people just at the start of their career or perhaps people a bit more established too across the board. So very exciting. Yes.
And you've even included awards for First Nations, LGBTQIA+ as well.
Yes.
Fantastic. So those submissions close next week. Is it 24th, did you say?
Yeah. Next week, February 24th, exactly.
So get them in.
Right. I mean, most people, hopefully, if you're a filmmaker, you will have heard it's on your radar, but just in case, February 24th, exactly.
Is it nice to come and work for such a recognisable brand as well as in terms of a festival?
Oh, my goodness. It is so beloved. I just, like, I'm new, actually, to Sydney, too, and I go around, you know, meeting people and chatting here and there, and I actually, just the response, like, not to me especially, but to the Sydney Film Festival and the passion, it's just incredible. I don't think I've quite experienced at this level before in terms of just the engagement of people in the festival. They really own it. It's really Sydney and it's really their festival. It's really a community festival, you know?
Which,
everyone across the board has a piece of it, yeah.
Which is actually difficult to do in such a large city with so many festivals on. So it's a testament to the great work that's been done. I must ask, are you noticing any particular theme coming through with the entries this year?
Oh, okay. Look, at the moment, we're still in the kind of search phase, I'll have to say, in terms of getting through over, I think at this stage, record number of submissions too, or from last year, 1,100 submissions.
Whoa.
And the festival director and head of programming, this is currently at the Berlinale. They were just doing all of Sundance. So it's a little bit early to give you, kind of give you things, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll have to come back and have a chat about that later on.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, please. Love to come back.
Of course.
Love to.
What can you tell me about the Sustainable Future Award as well? And how does it fit into the context as a whole? That's a big question.
No, that's a good question. Yeah, so the Sustainable Future Award, that's actually gone up. It's only in its third year. And the prize money for that has increased too to $40,000. I know. It's just fantastic. And it's really a film, either narrative or documentary, that really deepens awareness about, you know, the global climate emergency at this time. So that's a really, you know, really having a social impact and really, you know, a spotlight on those films because, hell, we need those films at this time, of course, really questioning and bringing up those crucial points to create that type of change. Yeah.
Excellent. And this might be a bit tough. You said you are still in the searching phase. Are there a couple of big films that you've already sort of locked down that you're excited to have be part of the film festival?
My lips are sealed, too.
Oh, no.
When can I come back? Let's lock in the date.
It's only
February, so the program doesn't really lock, you know, to April, May. So,
okay.
And it all starts to happen very, very fast. So, we're not giving anything away.
Well, you tell me as soon as you can let some things go, you can come back on.
I definitely will. You'll be the first person I'll call,
Thank you. That is so cute. That's amazing.
Of course.
Well, we can't talk much about what films are on just yet. Without giving too much away, are we seeing some recognisable names probably? Is that too much to ask?
I'll say yes, but then again, we still don't have the film because the recognisable names are attached to the film.
Yes,
of course. My lips are sealed on all of that at this point because there's still films, you know, that are still kind of in post-production, you know, that type of thing. So we're just kind of seeing in terms of the timing of everything, but there definitely will be.
Brilliant.
There always is at Sydney Film Festival. You know, the big banner names, but you also have kind of, you know, voices that are new kind of the ones that are up and coming too. So, yeah, we have kind of the range of voices, the range of talent.
It's nice because it gives, you know, and it's the same when you do like a comedy festival, it's kind of that bridge between your more established and your newbies, and that's what I kind of love about festivals like this. What about events to kind of like foster that, or some events that we could maybe look forward to as punters that you're going to be putting on? How about that?
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
Something I can actually talk about.
There we go.
At this point. Excellent. So we will be producing The Hub again in the Lower Town Hall, and that's also across the 12 days of the festival, so there's going to be plenty happening there in terms of events and talks and panels and parties. Mm-hmm. So, and that is open to everyone. That is general public. So, you know, in between catching all of the films, we really invite you to come down to The Hub. And excitingly too, this year too, we're also launching our Living Archive, which is just, that is still in production, but that is going to be ready in June too. And we're going to have some of the pieces and then some of the kind of large scale photographs, et cetera, from that archive down in there too. So you can have a look across those 70 years of history.
Wow. And that was the Lower Town Hall, you said, for that one?
Yeah, Lower Town Hall.
So not beautiful setting. Fantastic. All right. Well, I think we've probably talked as much as we can for now. I'm locking you in for a future date.
Okay. When am I coming back? You let me know.
As soon as you can tell me what's on.
I also wanted to mention just to put, because we do have a new award for a kind of early career film creative.
Brilliant.
Which is, the Event Cinema's Rising Talent Award. So, you know, if you're also a rising talent and you've got your film in your back pocket, you can submit that within the next week. So,
take note of that. If you are listening here and you have got that film, submit it. Just submit it. What have you got to lose, right?
Absolutely.
So it starts the 7th of June to the 18th. We'll talk again before then, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing. 70 years.
I know, 70. I know, it's just incredible, the legacy. When you see through the archives too, and just, you know, like the support of the festival of First Nation peoples all the way through, and women's voices and other diverse voices. It's just, it really is a true legacy of a film festival. So, don't miss it. Once we release that program, you don't want to miss it at all.
Definitely not. Thank you so much for your time today, Frances. Okay. Lovely chatting to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me too.
No problem.
Okay.
And that was Frances Wallace from the newly CEO from the Sydney Film Festival, which begins in June. We'll have her back on again when she can tell you a few more of the shows, the films that'll be showing. But otherwise, it's going to be phenomenal. 70 years. Love that. Can't wait to talk to her again.